This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Monday morning to you. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio. The voice is Charleston WCHS. Here's Monty Mill Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. The A-Train, Anthony Harbin, is serving as our producer today. Loaded up show today. We're going to spend some time talking about some things going on in the Charleston area. We are going to be joined by some folks from Charleston Parks and Rec in the second segment of the show. Also, the Chief of Staff for the Mayor's Office, Matthew Sutton, is here, and he'll be taking your concerns and questions, comments. That'll be in the third segment of the show. But we are only, I mean, we are just like 2.5 weeks or so away from the return of the regatta. And we have with us Brian Hughes from Storm Tracker 13 WOWK. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I am doing fine. And Jane Bostic from the mayor's office. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is Miss Jane today?
I'm wonderful. Excited.
Wonderful, excited, and possibly a little bit tired, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bugaz, before we get to talk about the regatta, by the way, these folks are here to take your questions and comments about the regatta. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. I do need to get this out there, totally unrelated. And it's a thing we do called West Virginia Bargains. Now, this is formerly known as Turtle Bids, and it ends tomorrow. All kinds of cool stuff that you can bid on, or some you can just out buy. I was actually looking at the list before I went on. Just go to wvbargains.com and bid on all kinds of cool stuff. Brian, I don't know if they have any stern wheel on there in the list.
I could put one on there. I've got one for sale.
You were doing a little work on your sternwheeler. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, trying to replace the transmission on that 1937 boat. And anyways, it's a chore. It is a big chore.
I can't imagine. You just can't run down to O'Reilly's or somewhere and get parts for it. Is that right?
You cannot. Matter of fact, actually, today we have to take pieces in to have custom parts made.
Mm. Well, you know, before, and I do want to, of course, you guys here talk about the regatta, can you do anything about the weather the next couple of days? It's going to be 1,000 degrees. Is there anything
exactly
you can do about that?
Not a damn thing.
Okay, all right, then. There you go.
It's just hot.
It's not the heat. It's not the humidity. It's the people saying it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Is that right?
Exactly. And believe me, the humidity is going to go through the roof. I mean, like our heat index values today, 98 to 100, mm-hmm. but tomorrow, 105 to 110. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, 105 to 112 are possible for heat index values. That's unheard of. And not only that, tomorrow we have the potential to break the record for the hottest day on that for June 14th and June 15th. We'll probably blow through the record, beat it by 3 to 4 degrees. The last time it was the record was actually set back in 1892. Mm. That's for Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Flag Day, so flags will be just exploding tomorrow, right and left.
Exactly. That's gonna happen. Bombs bursting in air. That's your flag on Flag Day tomorrow.
Could be people bursting in air.
Exactly. By the way, tomorrow's National Bourbon Day, and that's also National Cupcake Day. So drink a bourbon, have a cupcake, and fly your flag.
But stay inside.
Stay inside.
All right, let's talk regatta. Brian and I could talk weather all day. Let's talk about regatta. First of all, let me throw out the website, because I know we get tons of questions up here. People call, when is this going on? When's that going on? And we're glad to take those. CharlestonRegatta.com.
That is correct.
Is the website. So that's where everything is all laid out. So, guys, we're only 2 weeks or so away, but I'm sure you've got it counted down to the minute. Is that right, Jane?
Down to the second.
Okay. Now, it's been a while since we had anybody on talk about regatta. What has the response, what's the buzz? Brian, we'll start with you. You're kind of the chairman of this thing. What is the buzz on the street about the regatta?
The buzz is incredible. I mean, you see, and especially, I mean, Jane and I, we manage our social media all the time, and we see people that tag each other and are like, yes, let's go. This is exciting. They see the concerts. They see the events that are happening, and they just, you see memories. You see them posting about, oh, I remember this. Oh, this is back. That's going to be fun. So it's just incredible, the response. We get messages all day and all night, you know, the overnight hours. I still see them coming in. But people are just generally thrilled. And not only that, when you talk to some of our vendors and some of the events we're going to be having, they're amazed when they see, for those who don't know, those who aren't from here or who never experienced it before, moved here after, they're amazed when they realize how many people are going to be coming through downtown Charleston. Over 5 days, 250,000 people, Charleston Convention and Visitors Bureau, mm-hmm, projecting 250,000 people over 5 days. That's huge.
It is. It's absolutely huge. And again, we've talked about the different activities that are going on. And when I've had you, Brian, and other folks from the regatta on, we always have people say, well, is this going on? And the answer is yes. I mean, pretty much everything that went on back then is going on again now.
Just so you know, I mean, if it'll stick to the wall, we're going to throw it up there and stick it to the wall. There's so many things. And it's for all ages. And when, mm-hmm, I say that, I mean from 2, 3, 4 years old, you know, they'll be able to go down and have fun all the way up to the teens. At the Health Plans Kids Zone at Magic Island, that's going to be huge. I mean, it's going to be its own county fair, essentially, down on Magic Island. You're going to be amazed how full that island's going to be. And then you can go all the way to the upper reaches of our categories, and you go to July 4th. It's like City Center. It's like Plaza. You've got FootMad. You've got cloggers. You've got stuff that is very traditional, very patriotic, and skews to a much older demographic. But everything else in between, you've got every age demographic covered.
And Jane, I want to talk to you from a logistics standpoint, because this is something that you and the folks of the city of Charleston have, because, you know, it's been a while since we've done it, you know, in Charleston. And there's a lot that goes into this to make sure that we have places for people to park. We have shuttles and things of that nature. Talk about the kind of work that's gone into that.
There's a great team that's working on all of this, okay? We have our parking partners who people have letting us use, Big Lots, letting us use their lot for overflow so our partner KRT can help transport people in. We're looking at security, safety, getting vendors in there. It's going to be a lot of food vendors, markets, arts and crafts, and all of that. So timing's important, but I think we have it covered. We have a great team. The city is just a huge support and helping this, and our sponsors are a huge support in helping this as well.
And if people are, and again, some people, because it's been a while since there's been a regatta, some people may have forgotten the ones that are around here. Some people, as Brian said, may be new to the whole experience to begin with. You're not just going to be able to drive and park your car right down on the boulevard. That's not going to happen, right?
No, that's not going to happen. We actually will be releasing a parking map that shows you the different parking facilities, where the metered spots are, where overflow parking is, how you can shuttle in. People need to remember that CNH taxis out there, Ubers out there, things like that. So we do have different drop-off points as well.
We're talking regatta with Brian Hughes from WOWK TV 13, Jane Bostick from the city of Charleston. Again, they're going to be with us for about the next 5, 7, 8 minutes or so. So if you'd like any questions about the regatta, you can call us up. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Or you can text in Fruit Pharmacy text line, 304-935-5008. And Brian, you know, one of the biggest things and what I think people always look forward to with regatta is the music. And you got a pretty good lineup this year.
We've got a great lineup. You first of all, the music's never going to stop. I mean, we've partnered obviously with you folks here for all the radio stations to be able to provide music all around the events. Plus, we have DJs. I mean, so when you step on the boulevard, you step in Slack City Center, Slack Plaza, anywhere, the music will constantly be going. But then you get to Thursday night, and that's Fastball, the Nixons, Everclear. That's Everclear's 30th anniversary tour. So, mm-hmm, we're really excited about that. Then you get to Friday night. We've got the Four Tops. I mean, you can't beat those guys. Just incredible music there. We get into Saturday, and that's going to be Martina McBride. Fireworks at the end as well. And boy, we've got something really special planned in the midst of her concert as well. So it's very, very exciting stuff. Top secret. Mm-hmm. And then as we get into Sunday, you've got Rick Springfield. And everybody I've talked to who's seen him over the last number of years has said he puts on a heck of a show. And so, you know, everybody wants to, you know, be Jesse's girl, so you know you can be that. And then we go into Monday. We've got the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra, and obviously fireworks again that night. Two nights of fireworks, and there's going to be some surprises in our fireworks as well.
You go back and talk about the music. As you said, the music's not going to stop. So even though that you had the headliners at night, there's always going to be music of some kind, two or three different kinds going on at one time.
But you've got City Center Slack Plaza on Friday. It's Battle of the Bands. Mm-hmm. And Battle of the Bands, that's going to go all throughout the afternoon. And then you get to Saturday, and that's going to be our Regatta Rewind. It's going to be a big party there, food, drinks, and then also, we're going to go back to the 80s and 90s when the Regatta was really in its heyday. And so you've got that throwback music that's happening there. But if you want to see local, regional, national artists, this is the place to come. And the great part about it, everything is free. The concerts are absolutely free. Just show up for a good time. Buy a beer. Have a glass of wine there. We're going to be selling beer and wine. And then also, you know, you've got the largest collection of food trucks in the state of West Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's going to be downtown Charleston.
Yeah, and there's absolutely, to use the cliche, there's going to be something something for everybody. We had a text into the show, and I'm going to go ahead and ask and address this with you. The taxpayers, I was going to throw it out there, but taxpayers are on the hook for $500,000 to bring Regatta back. What is the total obtained in sponsorship dollars? That's not entirely true because you've got a huge sponsor in Encova here that's paying for a lot of it.
You've got Encova, you've got Coca-Cola, you've got, you've got the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation. They're stepping up to the plate. You've got so many other sponsors, and you'll see the sponsors. You'll see logos everywhere. There are sponsors that are coming well over what the city contributed. But the city, that was ARPA money. I mean, that was freebie money that came from the federal government. So, you know, it's very good. The return on investment, that's the important part. Mm-hmm. It's the return on investment. You've got about $10 million that's going to be jolted in this economy. You know, you go to, I talked to PG, who owns, you know, Sam's Uptown Cafe, mm-hmm. the Red Carpet. You know, he said the Regatta is going to be his Black Friday. Think about that. In the middle of summer, you are already, you know, positive going into the rest of the year. I mean, that's money that you're going to reinvest back into your store, back into your business, money that's going to be spent in other places around town. So the return on investment is phenomenal, and it's not stopping with this year. We're going on. Mm-hmm. And so
once it's not a one-off.
No, it's not. And that's specifically what the mayor said. This is not money that's just for year one. This is money that's going for multiple years. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is that allows this event to sustain itself. And from here on, we're going to do big things.
And of course, what happens is that on the day that the Regatta is over, you'll start planning for next year. And you'll walk around and you'll pick up things that, you know, okay, we could have done this differently. We could have done this.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. But you can, Jane, we've already started planning for next year.
We have started looking at what the entertainment is for next year, how the sound would look. We're going to take what we learned from this year. And the day Regatta is over, we'll start looking at what we need to do better next year and what we need to add to next year.
Someone had a text here from the Fruit Pharmacy text line, guys, about hot air balloons.
We wish we could have them.
We tried.
We really did.
We tried really hard to get hot air balloons. They weren't available. Mm-hmm. So that is something, again, that's on our calendar to look at next year.
What is something that is totally new this year? I know, Brian, you talked about the emphasis on the things for the kids. So that's obviously a big one because I don't know that in years past there were as many kids' activities. But what is something that's totally new from the last time that we had Regatta?
We have City Center Slack Plaza.
Yeah.
We have a secondary venue that was never available. And so what you're able to do is just we think that City Center Slack Plaza is our, you know, our little oddball venue. We've got wrestling. It's not wrestling. It's wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
That happens on Thursday. Really, the first event to kick off the Regatta, Thursday at 1 o'clock. And you've got that happening. Then you've got comedians that are going to be on stage. You've got the Battle of the Bands there. You've got the Regatta Rewind. There's a cornhole tournament there on Sunday. You know, so there's a number of things. That venue is new, and we're programming it. But you also have the skate park. So there's a lot of new things. But, you know, there's a lot of regatta of old. But I'll say this, and we've said it 100 times over amongst ourselves and with other people we discuss it with. This is not going to be the same regatta that we had, you know, 14 years ago, that we had 25 years ago. First of all, it's not 10 days. It would kill us.
Yeah.
But it's going to be some of the old, some of the new. And, you know, there's things that are going to be different, but there are going to be some really exciting new things that we're doing.
Well, let's get back and talk about the sternwheelers. I mean, that's what the whole thing is about. I mean, all this other stuff is good stuff, too. But let's talk about the boats. It's kind of your forte there, Mr. Hughes.
Well, we've got about 30 sternwheel boats that are going to be here. If you think about that, that's crazy. I mean, the most that we've had for Live on the Levee, I think, was 16. And that was pretty full there. We're going to have barges that are going to be there, in the river to help, you know, help us line and put these boats in so they can be there for not just before regatta, but after regatta as well. Cause we got a Live on the Levee and then we've got regatta and we have another Live on the Levee. We're going to make sure we're really there, to have a really good time. People can see all those boats, but, we've got about 30 of them. They're coming from as far away as Pittsburgh. We've got, one of them that's coming out of the Kentucky Lake. I mean, they're coming from afar, believe me.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be good stuff. We're going to have you guys on between now and then a few times, you know, to talk about it. Jane, anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to let people know that this is the regatta of old when you think about your memories. But there are so many of our youth people that are looking at, I've heard stories of. So kids today, youth today have heard their parents and their grandparents talking, and kids today are saying, you got a regatta.
You got a regatta. Well, again, for a complete list of all, I know we covered a lot here. Just go to the website, charlestonregatta.com. That's where everything is all laid out, right?
And we're going to have a new schedule, an updated schedule. It's more refined. It's got much more detail because, you know, when we put that out a couple of months ago, 2-3 months ago, it was just an initial schedule. But once we get the new one out this week, that'll be the final one. We're also going to put the parking maps out there. So it's look to our social media page and you'll, Facebook page, you'll be able to find it there. But we're also going to distribute it, obviously, to all the media. So we'll be getting the word out that, hey, refined, fine-tuned schedule is out there for everything you need to know.
And being the weather guy, have you already – I know you guys will say that the weather really can't be accurately predicted that far in advance, but have you started looking at it yet?
It's going to be hot with a daily chance of a shower, possibly.
It's going to be sunny. Sunny and dry and hot.
Which is summer. That's the definition of summer, right?
Yes. So
it'll be hot with a chance of a shower.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, guys, I appreciate you being here. CharlestonRegatta.com, and the dates for the regatta, again, are June 30th through July 4th. So come to a quarter of a million people coming to this
thing.
Think
about that. That's crazy.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. 580 Live is brought to you in part by Thornhill Auto Group, including Thornhill GM Superstore and the Thornhill Motor Mile. Come tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers to get to know the new Buicks and GMCs at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade. More of the show coming up. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio to Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses live to make life better for you and your family.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Come see the wonder of the reimagined Kanawha County Public Library. Yes, there are books, rows and rows of them, and lots of seating areas for reading or remote work. But there's so much more. Now you can use your library card to take home gardening or construction tools. And in the new Idea Labs, the possibilities are unlimited. Your new Kanawha County Public Library. Please visit us at our reimagined Capitol Street location. Come check us out.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
.927 Sears Monument Hotline. We'll get to those calls a little later. 304-345-5858. Food Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. The A-Train, Anthony Harbin, is our producer today. And the show comes to you each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Do want to mention this, that Festival is continuing in Charleston today at 11 this morning. The lunchtime with the Arch Program is going on at City Center at Slack Plaza. Also starting at 11:30, the Kiwanis Corporate Regatta at the Kanawha County Public Library, 123 Capitol Street, and tonight it's Festa Viola at 7 o'clock at the Women's Club of Charleston, 1600 Virginia Street East. For more information about Festival, visit festivalcharleston.com. It's festivalcharleston.com, or check them out on social media. We'll talk a little Parks and Rec in the city now. Rayshon Sales is with us, Charleston Parks Recreation Director. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh, no problem. Happy to be here.
And this gentleman, you are Forrest, is that right?
Sir.
Forrest Long, who is a lifeguard in the city of Charleston. Where are you stationed?
I'm stationed all over Four Pools, North.
Wherever Charleston. They need you?
Yeah, North Charleston, Cato, King
yeah.
Center.
He's our go-to
Kanawha City.
And I want to have you folks on here. And did I hear this right? That for the first time in a long time, all the city's pools are up and running. Is that right?
Yes, sir. This past Saturday, we were able to open all four city pools: Cato, North Charleston, Martin Luther King Center, and Kanawha City. So it's very exciting. Since 2017, actually.
Awesome. And what was the – I know that even before COVID, obviously 2017 is before COVID, I know there were some staffing issues and things of that nature to be able to get them all open, but looks like those have been solved now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was kind of crazy trying to get our lifeguards last year. I think we were able to get about 15 in total, and that was enough to staff one pool. So we were able to open up one pool. But this year, I mean, the numbers were kind of overwhelming. We had at least about 50 applicants this year, and we were able to hire so far about 39 lifeguards. Mm-hmm. So that's been huge for us to be able to open up these pools.
And the city, I think, paid for the certifications. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. So we have a certification program where the city pays for the lifeguards to be certified. So that was one of the advantages for us to recruit some of our lifeguards.
And are we still looking for lifeguards? Do we still need more?
We are still, yes. I believe we still have a few that need to be processed and go through pre-employment. But, we're still taking them, because what happens is when you get certified, you're certified for 2 years. So if we're able to, you know, get as many as we can this year, we don't have to worry about having them recertified for the next year. So that helps our lifeguard pool.
Forrest, let me talk to you. Now, you are a lifeguard. What is it that you enjoy about lifeguarding? We'll use it as a verb. What is it that you enjoy about it?
Well, I just love having the outdoor experience, getting ready, and also doing your part for the community, opening up these community centers to give everybody a chance to get some place to go to. And I feel like I have the dedication to be like, hey, I'm doing my part for the community. It's a great benefit to me.
And how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 20.
20 years old, okay, and so you're already out there busting. You're out there working, as you said, at all of them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Forrest has actually been with us. This is his fourth year with the city, so mm-hmm. He's pretty knowledgeable.
He's a veteran.
Oh, yeah. He's one of our veterans. So he started when he was in high school, and he's been with us, committed to us. So we kind of look to Forrest as our go-to guy. He travels, like he said, throughout all four pools, and he helps the new lifeguards to come in and kind of teach them what to do.
And I would think that when you – at being 20 years old, and when you look at part-time jobs, or you know, I would think there's a whole lot worse jobs that you could have than being a lifeguard.
Yeah, and I got to get a fair share of experience. Like, I've done landscaping before. I've done multiple set of jobs, and this job always lines back up, and it seems perfect for me.
All right. So are you what else are you doing in life? Are you going to school or what?
Right now I go to WU Tech for aerospace engineering.
Wow.
So I take classes all year round. So on top of doing work, I'm taking math classes for college. So I'm always keeping myself productive.
We're talking with Rayshon Sales and Lifeguard Forest Long here. So the pools and other rec centers, recreation areas are still hiring, as you said.
Yes, they
are. What's the process for that?
So right now, the summer job or the summer season, we actually offer about 55 jobs, and it's lifeguarding, concession stand help, pool managers, and our recreational aides. So what we do is we put out the positions online, and people just apply to the City of Charleston employment page, and we get those applications in, and then we process them, and then we go through a pre-employment process.
And what does that pre-employment process look
so
like?
So it consists of a background check if you're 18 or over, and a drug test for all applicants.
So that's a big part of it.
Uh-huh. And then once we get all that back, then we schedule you for orientation, and then you start the day of orientation.
Cool. It is 28 minutes away from 10. 580 Live brought to you in part by Hudson's Pizza. The June special of the month at Hudson's is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks. Only $19.99 to order online for takeout or delivery, or to find your nearest Hudson's Pizza location, go to hudsonspizza.com. Rayshon, let's talk about the summer youth program.
Yes. So that is another part of our summer process. So last year, or a couple years ago, the mayor was at a community event, and she was talking to some of the youth, and she asked them the question, what do you want to see in Charleston? And most of the kids were like, we want jobs, which, you know, you're kind of surprised to hear kids say we want to work, but that's what they wanted. They wanted to work. So we developed the mayor's summer youth program. It relaunched last year, and this year we have jobs in Parks and Rec and different other parts of the City of Charleston departments. We've got about 29 kids within Parks and Rec, and then just under 10 kids in a couple of other departments in the city.
What kind of work do they do?
So they're doing all kind of things, like they're painting, they are cutting grass, they are working with our programs within the rec centers, they're helping with summer camps. They're outside with our public grounds, helping with the weeding of plants and planting things. So they're learning the various skills.
Okay. And so now, are you still accepting applications for that, or is it
they're currently processing the ones that we have now, and I believe they're going to open it back up this week. So I think we'll have about maybe 10 more jobs available. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't applied, please look out for those postings.
And again, that's the kind of thing that you, and this kind of piggybacks on what Forrest said. This is something that, yeah, it's a job, but you're also giving back to the community at the same time, so you can actually see the results of your work.
Right. Absolutely. Not only are they just learning like labor skills, but they're also getting being educated on financial literacy and just getting to know who they are, what they like, what they don't like, because these kids are about, so with the mayor's program, it's 14 to 18, and then to be a lifeguard you have to be 15 years old. Mm-hmm. So you're starting young, starting to get to know exactly what you want to do, what's good for you, what's not good for you. So it's definitely an advantage to start young.
So where can people learn more about any of these programs we've talked about today?
So if you want to learn any more about these programs, you can reach out to our department in Parks and Recreation, or you can also call the mayor's office and the HR department, and they have a lot of information on what we're doing.
Of course, I'm going to imagine at your age, you probably don't remember the regatta, do you?
No, sir, I don't.
So when the regatta happens here in a couple of weeks, bringing a quarter million people to Charleston, that's going to be all new for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
Now, you remember the regatta?
Oh,
you're not
yeah.
old enough to remember the
oh,
regatta.
Yes, 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 I am. I was here when All for One was here. My sister got pulled on the stage. So I have some pretty good regatta memories.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll be able to make some more of the show. Guys, we appreciate you taking time to be here with us today. Thanks a lot to Charleston Parks and Rec Director Rayshon Sales and Lifeguard Forrest Long. Forrest, good luck to you in the future, man. Sounds like you got a bright future in
Thank
front
you,
of
sir.
You. All right. 580 Live is brought to you in part by RX Vitel. If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitel on the west side. Ask about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitel on the west side, they are your neighborhood Pharmacy. We'll take a break. When we come back, the mayor, chief of staff Matt Sutton, is here to take your questions, concerns about things going on in the city. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy, text 304-935-5008. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX Vitel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill binder. RX Vitel does that for free with RX Bipack. Visit RX Vitel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified GM financial, see Thornhill for all details.
Presented by RX Vitel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxvitel.com.
Minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Dave Allen Radio. Also Twitter at DaveA70. 580 Live brought to you part by the Charleston Dirty Birds. They are your professional baseball team and your destination for affordable family fun all summer long. You can join the Birds home games for half-price beer and buy one, get one free hot dogs on Tuesdays. Winning scratch-offs on Wednesday, where each fan in attendance can get scratch-off tickets and win prizes from Steak Escape, Elk City Auto Spa, Piggly Wiggly, the Power Alley Grill, $1 beer night on Thursdays, giveaways to the first 1,000 fans on Fridays, and Mega Blast fireworks every Saturday. For the full season schedule, promotions, and to get your tickets, go to DirtyBirdsBaseball.com. The Charleston Dirty Birds are your hometown team. Let's welcome in Chief of Staff for the Goodwood Administration, Mr. Matt Sutton.
Morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Baseball
fan, yeah, but I was going to use a hockey. This is your line change right here. This is like a really nice NHL playoff game, so I'm now the third line to come in to try to take over here.
You're bringing up the rear.
That's right. Yeah, I understand that. Absolutely. I think we'd all agree with that. Yeah.
Between regatta, the normal summertime stuff, you got wine and jazz that's going to be coming up. We'll spend some time talking about that later this week. You got the TBT, of course, Live on the Levee continues. There is a lot to do in the capital city over the next few weeks and all summer, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, even starting a few weeks ago, basically when Live on the Levee started, it was just a complete sprint for the entire summer that was just going to be full of events, full of things to do, both indoors and outdoors. Obviously, the baseball team's back. Everything going on over to Convention Center. They're setting monthly records every time we turn around. Everything going on outside. The big thing being regatta. But once we get out of regatta, we go to TBT. We go to Live on the Levee. Festival is going on this week. Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation has their 60th anniversary celebration this week. It is exciting and exhausting. It's exhausting in the mayor's office. We've got a lot of moving parts, but I think in our time here, this is the most exciting summer that I can ever remember. And long gone are the days of people being able to say, well, there's nothing to do here, because there is something for everybody to do pretty much every week going all the way through September.
And if the crowds at Live on the Levee, and I'll just use that for example, are any indication, I mean, people are really looking for things to do. You know, we were coming off the COVID lockdowns and so on and so forth. You know, 2020 was pretty much a wash. And 2021, we started to get some things back to normal. We brought Live on the Levee back and things of that nature. But now it's totally
You know,
open
the crowds
now.
Have been amazing. Even this past week at Live on the Levee, where we couldn't figure out whether it was going to rain, and our good friend Brian Hughes, who was consulting us all day on whether it was going to rain or not, and we still had an amazing crowd at Live on the Levee. Of course, we had the Bowie tribute with John Ingram and his friends, and it was just an amazing experience. But it's one of those weekends where a couple years ago, pre-COVID, we would have thought, we wouldn't have that big a turnout. But it was packed. People just want stuff to do. I think even if you go over to the baseball games, they're packed. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. It's people wanting to get outside. It's wanting to get that sense of community. And it's really that starting, you know, while COVID is still very much in our community, and the health department would want us to make sure that we let folks know that. It's not gone anywhere, but I think we have started to figure out that sense of how to live with it and how to take care of ourselves and take care of others while we can still experience a lot of amazing things going on. So I think people are really excited about it, and it really is getting out, being around other people. It creates logistical challenges as we get into the summer of, you know, having enough places to park, making sure we've got traffic going in the right direction. But, over the last several years, as I started to work for the city of Charleston, I will always tell people my perception changes on a lot of things. And one of them is traffic, right? When I see traffic, people are like, oh, there's traffic. Well, I get really excited because that means there's people in town. People are spending money in our local businesses. They're enjoying our community. And so, but making sure that we can keep everything flowing smoothly over the next couple months is a challenge, but we're up for it, and we're really excited about it.
Well, if we go back to, let's say, last weekend when you had the motorcyclists and everything going on, it was kind of a good trial run. I mean, obviously, Regatta is going to be a whole lot bigger than that, but it was a kind of a good trial run to see, because again, folks may be kind of out of practice.
With Rally on the Levee, and then we had, you know, the Pride Parade that was downtown Saturday. It was, I mean, there were 5,000-7,000 people downtown Charleston last Saturday for the entire day. It wasn't just like they came and left in an hour. It was the entire day. And it was a good learning experience for us. And we set ourselves very high standards. I mean, it was things like, you know, even with the Pride Parade and the rally, you know, we learned about the number of people we need for an event that size. We learned about how often we have to take out trash cans. I mean, stuff that even ourselves were having to relearn because we didn't have large events like this. But it really is something where, you know, our team's out taking notes constantly. The mayor in particular, she's constantly texting me and saying, when we get in Monday, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about how we're going to staff trash cans, how we're going to staff bathrooms, how we're going to do that, making sure that we are ready for when the regatta comes so that we are all hands on deck to make sure that we make it as great of experience as we can, not only for the people who live here, but this is our showcase to people who are coming to town, Dave. I mean, and that's the big thing for us as we look at it. We know one thing, in not only in Charleston, but in West Virginia, if we can get people to visit us, they will come back, right? Because it's an amazing place to be. It's hard sometimes, and I think, you know, having worked in tourism throughout my career, it is hard to get people sometimes here to come to West Virginia. But when we get them here, they get to experience how amazing everything
is. And that's
not
just Charleston.
No,
thing.
It's the entire state of West Virginia.
That's statewide.
Yeah, it's the entire state of West Virginia. When I was working down in Greenbrier County in Lewisburg, that was the same thing. If we could get you there, you'd come back time and time again. Mm-hmm. Charleston's the same way. The entire state is. And so we really want to put a great foot forward, everybody who's coming to Charleston, over the next several weeks and months, because we know they're going to come back if they have a great experience here.
What's been, other than just the regatta planning for all these other events, what's been keeping you folks busy down there here as of late?
Well, I think, you know, we just closed our last round of the summer, or the small business grants, which is a program the mayor started during COVID that has up to a $10,000 matching grant to local businesses who want to whether it's signage improvement or if they want to do some construction improvement. We just closed that round, I think, with another 60 plus applications. We had that. We've got a lot of we're working with our federal partners on the congressional directed spending requests that have come in. A lot of, as we all know, federal money that's coming down from the feds to the states into the cities over the next several years. And we're really working hard on that. We're getting ready. About a month ago, month and a half ago, City Council approved setting aside $7 million to turf all of our athletic fields, or most of our athletic fields. So we're actually in the process of getting that underway, getting those folks under contract so that we can start that process later this fall. That includes everything from Power Park to the fields over at Bigley, the fields in Canal City, Supe Field. So it's in Martin Luther King Center. Also, last year we got a raise grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation to improve the walkability and bikeability of the Canal Boulevard. So basically take what we did on the west side and go from Magic Island all the way down to the 35th Street Bridge. So those bids have gone out for the design aspect of it. So, I mean, it's busy. It is project after project after project. Once we stopped, you know, got done with City Center and Select Plaza, we just moved on. So there's a lot of big things going on in the city right now that are consuming our time, but it is well worth it, because when we think about 2020 and kind of the year that we lost, we didn't get to do a lot of that. And now it's just a lot of excitement of getting everything coming to fruition that we started when we stepped in the door early in 2019.
Let's talk about City Center and Slack Plaza. I mean, the response to that.
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, I think, you know, I'm people who know me know that I'm not somebody who goes sits on a swing and sits outside in a park and hangs out. I like to be inside, especially over the next couple of days of what Brian's going to say, how hot it's going to be. But I find nothing more enjoyable than just going out to City Center, sitting down and just watching people. Just watch them come into a space to be able to not only just lay out a blanket and sit on the grass or play in the water feature or sit on a swing and have lunch, but it's just something that is giving people another reason to come downtown. You pair that with the perfect timing of Fife Street Brewing open and the perfect timing of the Kanawha County Public Library being opened, and everything just hit at the same time. I mean, I can't as you're going through this, the phrase that I'm hearing more and more, and the mayor says the same thing, is we just keep hearing, this doesn't feel like Charleston. And the general response is, we'll get used to it. This is Charleston now. This is who we are. It's who we've been. We just haven't had that little spark. But I think the biggest thing, the enjoyment of Slack, City Center and Slack Plaza has been great. But the biggest thing for us is it shows us when government's willing to invest in a space, business and the community will invest around it. So when we started talking about Slack Plaza, it was in coordination with the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation, Lewis Payne buying the building and redoing it for the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation headquarters. Same thing with Fife Street Brewing. You know, you got the work that Nancy Burns has done with those apartments. Them two brothers come in on Summer Street. The investment that the city made is growing investment in that entire area. And now Summer Street and Brawley Walkway and City Center Slack Plaza is a place to be when 3 years ago that wasn't an area where people were going to go because there wasn't anything there. So it really is that perfect partnership of when a city or a government invests with the businesses around it and the community development, it works perfectly.
I haven't made it down to the Fife Street Brewery yet, but based on the reviews that I read online over the weekend, I'm missing out on some good grilled cheese.
Yeah, no, it's amazing grilled cheese. I haven't had a chance to do that. They've been so crowded. I've got some beer and then moved on. But I think that for anything else, just going and sitting. I mean, the job they did, the aesthetics of that place are just, it's just gorgeous. And it's just a fun atmosphere. Everybody's around. They're excited. And it's just something that is different and new, but really one of those things that we've been missing, that sort of really true indoor-outdoor experience. And they picked the perfect street corner for it. And it's just, I haven't had the grilled cheese yet. Because I'm afraid if I do, I probably won't. That's the only place I'm going to eat for a while. So I'll just drink the beer for a little bit.
Yeah. For a little bit. Yeah. Talk with Matthew Sutton, who is the chief of staff for the mayor's office. You can talk to Mr. Sutton. Any questions or comments about things going on in the city? Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Or Fruit Pharmacy text is 304-935-5008. Or phone calls to 580 Live. Our service of Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Our live streaming brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com. Or call 304-925-1333. And texting service provided by Fruit Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Before we go to break, let's talk about the other things on the horizon in Charleston. Any inside information you can give us on any businesses that maybe you're looking to? Well, I know you got to be careful.
Yeah. So I think thinking about the area we've been talking about in City Center, Slack Plaza, Summer Street, downtown area, we're not ready. The companies are ready, but they're not ready to announce.
Sure,
but
yeah.
I think over the next several months, we'll see some very large job investments coming into Charleston in that area. That's going to be one of the more exciting things to come to fruition. I think a lot of the construction work, especially when we talk about, will probably start, hopefully, if we get everything moving, start turfing the Little League fields and softball fields into this summer. But there's a lot of exciting things that are getting ready to happen. A lot of front-facing things of the regatta and Live on Levy and the events. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes that I think are going to make people in Charleston really happy and help continue to grow our community. But I, you know, keep an eye out over the next few weeks for some more announcements around that Summer Street City Center area.
Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858, or our text line for Fruit Pharmacy is 304-935-5008. Got some texts, too. We'll get to those right after this. We're talking with Matthew Sutton, the chief of staff for the mayor's office, and you can talk to him, too. Again, 304-345-5858, or our Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live and a voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at generationspt.com.
trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR.
In today's busy world, you need a credit card that can keep up with your hectic schedule. That's why you need a Visa credit card from Members Choice West Virginia Federal Credit Union.
You'll get a low 9.9 APR with no annual fee, a 25-day grace period, you choose rewards program, and so much more.
It's time you get more out of every day with a card made for the way you live.
Stop in to 201 Ohio Avenue in Charleston or visit memberschoicewv.com today.
Credit card loans are subject to credit approval. Additional loan fees and restrictions may apply. Advertising of this promotion does not represent loan approval or commitment to lend.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a Sport Utility Spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Must qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Bids for bargains is ending soon. West Virginia's favorite money-saving auction is in its final days, so get your bids in now before it's too late. Bid and save on over $400,000 worth of products, vacation trips, furniture, appliances, and even a boat. Don't wait. Bidding ends June 14th. Just head to WVBargains.com and browse through all of the available offers. Bid and win with Bids for Bargains, only at WVBargains.com. Hurry. Bidding ends June 14th. WVBargains.com.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RXbyTel.com.
So 7 minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. You know, everybody's been talking about the high price of gas. Well, how'd you like to win 1,000 gallons worth of free gas? I'm sure you'd like to do that. Well, the WCHS network of stations, as would I. Plus 98.7 to beat V100 Superstar Country 96.1 KWS, a 107.3 KAZ. Teaming with Todd, Judy Ford to give away 1,000 gallons of free gas. Just stop by and register at West Virginia Eye Consultants, Eddie's Tires, T&A Meats Across Lanes, Anytime Fitness in Elkview, and all the Kanawha Valley locations of Parmar Stores, and both locations of Todd, Judy Ford. And you can register between now and July 14th. There will be five finalists chosen to join us at Todd Judy Ford on July 30th to see who wins. Brought to you by Todd Judy Ford and the stations of WVRC Media here in Charleston. So I have a quick text here from the Fruit Pharmacy text line. Again, Matt Sutton, the chief of staff for the Goodwin administration, is with us for the mayor's office. Text says, what can the city do to guarantee a safe space while out on the town? They made a reference to a brawl on the boulevard this past weekend and wanted to know what can the city do when you got all these events going on to ensure a safe space while out on the town.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that we can do is have a presence. And I think that that's what we've been working on, especially as it relates to the regatta and a lot of the live events that we've had, is working closely with our police department, who also works closely with other law enforcement agencies, to make sure that we have a presence. I mean, when we actually have a, you know, kind of a meeting this week, we're talking about probably the fifth security meeting we've had for the regatta, to talk about making sure that people are seeing law enforcement officials and not just you know, paid security, but actual, you know, deputized law enforcement officials, so that they are around and constantly making a presence. Can't be everywhere at every moment in time. It's just not possible. But at the same time, it's making sure that there's high visibility so that people know that there is a constant law enforcement presence going on. You know, our chief of police and our leadership within the police department and the special events coordinator, Mark Kinder, have done a heck of a job all summer so far and into the summer, making sure that not only are all of our special events heavily staffed, but obviously we continue to run the full force of patrol and detectives that we need in our community. But really it's about having a presence, and I think that's what folks will see in our events coming up is a large law enforcement presence. It's not meant to intimidate. It's not meant to deter people from having fun, but it is meant to keep people safe and make sure that folks know that there is a presence at these events so that there are consequences to any action that would be taken.
580 Live is brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. Time to trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. Now's the time to switch into your new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Model Logan, or visit thornhillcdjr.com. How are we doing, Matt, on getting people to move here? I bring this up because there's a story posted at WCHSnetwork.com that the Charleston Roots Initiative is back. It's a program, you can correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, it's sponsored by the city and the Charleston Area Alliance. There's like a $5,000 or so package in this. Now, there were 150 applicants, I think, the first time around. They have 90 days after they make a commitment to move within a 50-mile radius of Charleston. So it's not just about Charleston, it's 50-mile radius. And then they have to provide a proof of residency and employment. What do you know about the program and how's it gone so far and how are we doing in getting people to want to come here?
Yeah, so for we can see the interest in it when we get the applications. I think the first round we ended up with 7 or 8 people who ended up moving to Charleston, which we consider to be a great number. A lot of people will apply but then not want to fulfill it. But people who have come to town and moved back for a lot of different reasons, whether it's remote work or whether it is to be closer to family, people who were from here before who want to come back. So opening the second round of the Charleston Roots program, we learned a little bit. This time I think we're working closer with businesses to see who they've got so we can go out and get people who we know are coming here. They're coming moving forward. The interest exists. What we're all trying to learn is, especially with people who are moving here, whether it's through the Roots program or not, is taking the time to meet with them to say why. Why did you want to pick Charleston so that we can continue to educate ourselves? I know the mayor met a couple who moved back from Charleston that she talks to of and really dug in and spent half hour with them and just tried to figure out why is it that you decided to move back. A lot was family. Cost of living was something that people wanted. As prices of everything go up in the world, being in a market like Charleston keeps prices are lower than they are in some other places. Slower pace of life is one that is that. But it's also about sort of creating a community and creating a place where people are going to want to be. And that's what we've been working on. Charleston is a place, even pre-COVID, before we started seeing remote workers, where there was a heavy focus on this is where you raise families. This is a place where you come, you want to enjoy life, you want to slow it down, but you still want the amenities of a larger city. Charleston's a great place for that. So really right now we're in a learning process. I would say, you know, I'm not going to put a number on the number of people who have moved to Charleston, but it's in the dozens and dozens of people who have come here. A lot have come back because of family. A lot have moved because of jobs. But when we get them here, much like we talked about earlier with people who visit, and we get them here and they can take a look and enjoy life, we really have a resident for life. And I think that's what we see. A lot of people in Charleston all the time say, well, I'm not from Charleston, but I moved here 40 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we want. So the Roots program is a great initiative, but really going to focus a lot on getting out the businesses coming more so that they can help us recruit people who we know are coming to town.
Well, and with COVID, I mean, we've kind of proved we've got to wrap it up, but we kind of proved that people can work from anywhere. And we're seeing that people are, you know, slowly but surely coming to West Virginia.
Yeah, and I think that's true throughout the entire state. The initiative that Brad Smith put together that is in Morgantown and other areas has been very successful. And I think that it is one of those things to where this is a place where people want to live. And so we have that job. Yeah, I know. I think in every meeting I go to, we have playoff music. So I'm ready to rock. Yeah.
Matt Sutton, we got to go. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Hoppy's on vacation this week, I understand, or at least for a couple days. So Dave Wilson, I presume, is doing Talk Live. I'll see you tomorrow for my producer, the A-Train, Anthony Harmon. Thank you so much. Till tomorrow, have fun and love somebody.
CHSAM, W243DRFM Charleston, and W283AQ Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A no-show star witness, the man who was supposed to answer questions from the committee investigating the January 6th riots, is now no longer on the witness list for today's hearings. ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
We are told that the person that was to be the star witness, Bill Stepien, Donald Trump's campaign manager, is actually not going to be here today. A person briefed on the matter close to the committee says that the committee has been informed that his wife is going into